Okay, so what are the plans for the future? Will you be back in my Adda?
This is my favorite question. And as of now, the answer to this would be never thought of, as that would need planning again. Also, something which has to be unique, as most of the well-known players are already doing the same which was planned few years ago. Also, Indian labor law does not allow or give freedom to anyone who wish to do job and business for their earning together, which is a major drawback for someone who wish to move ahead. I've been working as an HR and came across number of people who came back to job profile as they have family responsibility and cannot invest individual time to business. But they had very good business and they have to kill their dreams of becoming an entrepreneur and accepted the working class. One thing, if I can request to the official through you, that would be such freedom to be given to all who wanted to achieve their dreams, and this would be a real gift to the working class. It's okay if they have to disclose the same to their organization, but it has to be totally their wish to disclose or not.
Will you be together again with the another startup?
We believe in helping hands and also work as a consultant during our free time. It's not a business. We work for passion and we do not charge anything from the people who wish to start their business. We wish we can help as many people as we can to achieve their dreams. They have to be well prepared of the challenges, the ground reality, and has to be very clear with their goals. Few of the projects where we served during a lockdown was elocal.store. Second was ehomes.xyz. They are now the premium as real estate consultant in Mumbai, Thane, and serving also in Navi Mumbai. Soon they'll be launching in Vasai Virar and Palghar district. Third is indiaspec.com, which I love the most. Recently launched and work on zero charges. It's a job portal. It is totally free for small and medium-sized organization. They aim to provide support and you can say premium support to small and medium organization who cannot afford to buy the subscription or do not want to spend money on the job portals. There are many few more we can discuss it if they get chance to list with you.
Will you be together again with the another startup?
We believe in helping hands and also work as a consultant during our free time. It's not a business. We work for passion and we do not charge anything from the people who wish to start their business. We wish we can help as many people as we can to achieve their dreams. They have to be well prepared of the challenges, the ground reality, and has to be very clear with their goals. Few of the projects where we served during a lockdown was elocal.store. Second was ehomes.xyz. They are now the premium as real estate consultant in Mumbai, Thane, and serving also in Navi Mumbai. Soon they'll be launching in Vasai Virar and Palghar district. Third is indiaspec.com, which I love the most. Recently launched and work on zero charges. It's a job portal. It is totally free for small and medium-sized organization. They aim to provide support and you can say premium support to small and medium organization who cannot afford to buy the subscription or do not want to spend money on the job portals. There are many few more we can discuss it if they get chance to list with you.
How did the idea of startup came to your mind?
I heard my family saying, "Nokri ke nokam, daswa kaam ji hazur." And I worked for a few of the well-known organizations where I gained good knowledge, and not only I worked there, but yes, I used to sit with the management level and understand their working culture, how they think, how they work. I'm not an IIT person, but yes, I've been observing them for the last 10 years, more than 10 years. So that's my passion. And I can say I have gained sufficient knowledge and wanted to do something which can be a way to many people. And I wanted to stop or give a pause or at least make some difference of this Ji Hazur Wala system. Because people get paid for what they do, not for Ji Hazuri.
What was the major challenge you faced before and during the startup?
I am sure you must have heard a song, "Kuch to log kahenge, logo ka kaam hai kehna." Yes, if you have heard this song, it will apply if you are doing anything or something which people don't understand or do not wish to understand or it's new for them. I like to share my experience where people used to laugh, literally laugh at a project. We felt very offended. Especially I used to feel very offended because I take things very personally. And I still remember when I and Sachin were discussing about the next step of getting a new office of an approx 1000 square feet for more smoother operation, sitting together with team. We had many of the freelancers who used to work with us. And I was a bit tensed with the behavior of people giving us taunt, laughing at us. Where Sachin smiled. And being he's very fond of old songs. And he keeps on listening the old songs. And whenever he feels tensed, kuch na kuch to naya song laga dete ho. And suddenly started singing that song. And started explaining me that we should be happy. And we should feel happy when others talk about our project or about us. This happens only when they don't understand. And try to understand what others understood about their understanding. And this understanding, usse bahut achha lagta hai. He means to say, hume achha lagna chahiye. And this is how we tried. And yes, whenever I feel tensed, I think about this song. And this helped me in overcoming my challenges and taking other necessary steps.
Any mentor you admire?
Yes, definitely I have a mentor. And the name is Lord Shri Krishna. I'm very fond of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And I hope this satisfies your answer. And what I understood from one of his phrases is, look deep into the nature and you will understand everything better.
Whom you felt the better competitor during that time?
Competitor. I would say when you start or thinking of starting something, you should exclude the question. Never think of a competitor, because when you start thinking of the competitor, you start feeling demotivated. Because we don't have that money, we don't have that planning, we don't have that team. But yes, jo samne hai, unke paas bahut kuch hai. So अगर आपको कॉम्पिटिटर मानना ही है किसी को, यू शुड थिंक ऑफ योर सेल्फ. वी थॉट वी आर सेल्फ वर द कॉम्पिटिटर एवरी टाइम. वी वर स्ट्रगलिंग टू कम्पीट एवरी सिंगल आवर. आई टेल यू हाउ. आर सोसाइटी, व्हेन यू स्टार्ट एनी प्रोजेक्ट, इवन अ किड ऑफ ग्रोन एज नोज इट, दैट इट टेक्स टाइम टू गेट बिल्ड and get settled. But everyone was talking about, देखो पढ़ लिख के ऑनलाइन टाइम पास कर रहे हैं, अब ऑनलाइन खाना बेचेंगे, ऑनलाइन लोगों को पढ़ाएंगे. I would not name them, but yes, even the close members were of the same views. This was just because they didn't understand our project. This was a major failure. You can say our failure, because we started trusting them, because utna what expectations we had, we were getting. But yes, we also had challenges on the other hand. One more thing, friends, never expect anything from them. They are and they will be one of the hardest stone to overcome. Just because you trust them, you believe in them. There are many more, but let's not get into this that makes people negative.
What advice you would give to the person who would like to start a business?
Advice, I cannot give you an advice on this for anything, but yes, I can share my experience. First, decide your goal, present goal, future goal. You should be prepared with your B plan. If something goes wrong, you should have B plan with you to overcome it. You should have a plan ready for next 2, 3, 4, 5 years along with plan B. Because business is business and chalata wahi hai jo khud karne ki chaah rakhta hai. Never start anything which is dependent on others. Even the support. And you know our story, we were dependent on others and we have to take a pause.
Any suggestion or your takeaway to think?
Everyone has to think for their future, and once they should start something along with their job or business, as it's a hard truth that we do not have job security in our country, and never expect anything from job, people who do job in today's scenario. And lockdown, the COVID cases have taught us something. Job kuch nahi hai. I'll give you an example. If you are retired at certain age, you have to be dependent on others. And you may not be so lucky to be the happiest one. I hope you understood what I mean to say. Start preparing for the business.
Any quote that's in your mind while working?
The quote or saying which comes to my mind which kept me motivated was, prepare for the worst and accept the success. This came to my mind when we took a pause. We made a mistake of taking a pause. Please, you don't. Thank you.
Hi Vivek, I have few questions for you. First one, what are the main reason for the pause in business?
To answer it, I would say trust, bharosa, and yes, vishwas. When we started, we believed in ourselves and took the first step of rough planning. Then the blueprint of the startup. We shared our views with each other and took regular updates. We also met few of the businessmen in the market who belongs to various fields. We wanted to understand the criticality of putting down the money in the market, which will be new but innovative for an audience. An innovation to flourish takes time, and in this case it took 3 to 4 years for an industry. We knew what we have planned for the next few years and was very new in the market, but also aware of the criticality we'll be facing for next few years. But we forgot the major criticality, or you can say the collective knowledge of real-time IT infrastructure. And this was one of the major reasons of this setback. This threw us back to the pavilion. If you see during the 2013-14, the technology was in the upgrading mode and people were struggling with their upgrading needs, as they have to upgrade all their assets, they have to upgrade their manpower, and was in the phase that they were trying hard to understand the change. And I would say, when you start working, work with the people who accept change. Changes are upgrading in nature. Even nature changes from time to time. Why not humans? Building something is not like a text message that you can delete it later. It will definitely have upgrading or change as per time to time. I'd say that the agency which we hired, or you can say the owner of the agency, who is still a good friend of mine, has to close the business. He had some setback in their family and move again from business to a working class. That was the phase last quarter of the year when we were working on the field and was getting good business, good responses from the team, from the client, from the customer. But on the very other hand, we were struggling with a change in technology. And as you know, people don't accept change easily. Changes has to happen as every customer has their own views and requirements. We started meeting techies, agencies, who can help us in changing technology, but everyone we met has their own views and fantasy world. As we have that data which was very crucial and cannot be given as a lay process, we have to be very active and alert. This was the major reason we have to put down the idea.